China's economy slowed to 7.3% in the third quarter. Although that sounds rather quick and large, the weakest expansion in 5 years is what it was for China as the communist leadership tries to steer the country toward a more growth-based domestic consumption economy, not as reliant on trade and investment. Bloomberg News says this year's performance puts China on track for its slowest growth since 1990. Scott Kennedy, director of the Indiana University Research Center for Chinese Politics and Business, told VOA's Victor Beatty, while such growth is the envy of most countries, it amounts to a recession in China.
It shows that domestic demand is not where it needs to be, that the problems of debt overhang are still quite important, and the economic reforms that the government and the party have been promoting the past few years have yet to take hold significantly enough to turn around the overall picture. The government hasn't taken action to inject a huge stimulus as it has in the past when faced with similar circumstances. But this is in many ways part of a large cyclical part of the business cycle that China is going through, and also part of the transition from being an economy based on extensive government investment and exports to one based on domestic demand and moving up the value chain and through innovation. And that transition is everyone knows it's always going to have been a difficult one, and we're just in the middle of it. And so I think that we're very unlikely to see China's leaders, even though they're in the midst of the fourth plenum, to simply turn on the taps and make everyone's life easier in the short term. I think they're going to try and persist in the policies that they've been articulating for the past year or so.
What are the key issues involved in this slowdown? What's causing it primarily? You talked about debt earlier.
China has just had a massive amount of investment in housing, in heavy industry and infrastructure. A lot of that didn't generate the returns that it should have. And you've got cities with blocks full of unoccupied housing. And that's a significant amount of debt. And the Chinese government in the past has just rolled that over, looked the other way, and continued to, you know, push the buttons on the cash register. And they know that that's not going to work forever. They now have total debt, public and private debt, of over, you know, 250-something percent of GDP, which puts China in the crisis zone for any other country that's had that level of debt. So the only way that they know how to get out of this is over the long term is to force the bills to start to be paid by the local governments and others who have accumulated these debts, and at the same time promote policies to get the rest of the business sector to begin to invest in activities that generate higher productivity and move China up the value added chain.
Is this a short-term slowdown or is it longer term?
There is a short-term cyclical slowdown that they're in the middle of, and we're in the middle of a sort of a longer trend toward lower growth numbers. So I think what we're in experiencing both at the same time. But China can generate long-term growth that's still pretty high and quite impressive through a number of things that would come out of the reform programs, allowing more investment by the private sector in services like education and healthcare and in heavy industry, which has particularly been dominated by the state-owned sector, reforms of local government finances and the fiscal system, implementation of a property tax, signing a bilateral investment treaty with the United States, and, you know, resolving some of the other issues that they have in terms of foreign policy, I think would also improve the environment as foreign investors are trying to determine what to do.
What is the implication of the slowdown for Asia and for the world?
It means that Chinese are, one, not going to be producing as much for the rest of the globe, and two, they're not going to be consuming as much. I don't think that China is an independent driver of global growth, but they are connected to the rest of the world through trade and finance. And so some of this will trickle down and affect economies elsewhere. So it's certainly not a good thing for the rest of the world to watch China's economy suffer as it is.
Scott Kennedy, director of the Indiana University Research Center for Chinese Politics and Business, speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty.